Miriam, what types of immigration hearings are we talking about with these backlogs?
We're talking about asylum hearings, any kind of immigration cases. Anytime you need to see an immigration judge here in South Florida, in Miami particularly, it's going to take you about a year and a half to get in front of a judge. In places like Chicago, it's 5 years. In Atlanta, more than 4 years. So that's having an impact on immigrants. And some people say, well, you know, they're allowed to stay in this country while they wait for that hearing. But according to Judge Dana Marks, that spoke to us as that head of the union, she says, well, in the meantime, their cases fall apart. Witnesses disappear. If you're asking for a child, that child may become an adult. If an elderly person is asking for somebody, they might pass away waiting for a hearing.
Yeah. How many cases are we talking about? How big is that backlog in South Florida for it to be 18 months long now?
Well, in South Florida, it is 31,219 cases are backlogged. Nationwide, it's 617,000 cases. And that's been increasing since 2009. It's almost doubled since 2009.
Yeah, the trajectory of this has been hockey stick. It's increased significantly. And it's not just the Trump administration, as your report points out. And you just mentioned, it goes back to 2009. Are there policies within the Department of Justice that we can trace back to the change in administration from George W. Bush to President Obama that began to add to this backlog?
Well, the way Judge Marks explained it to us was it's the way the system is set up. The immigration court is not like an independent court, like tax court. Mm-hmm. It is under the Department of Justice. So every time a new administration steps in, they come with their policies and politics, and they decide what is priority. For example, this administration has decided that border cases are priority and that they want to tackle that backlog. And so these judges are being sent from cities like Miami and all over the country to detention facilities, most of them near the border, and they have to drop their cases. What she told us is those cases in the border sometimes aren't ready to be heard. So then they have to postpone those as well. So it continues to grow.
And so what is a potential solution? Is it more funding from Congress, more judges, or is it just keeping the judges in the places where they're sworn in?
Well, Congress already approved money to hire 65 more judge teams. Judge Mark says they need at least 200 more to even start improving the backlog. Wow. Attorney General Jeff Sessions directed the hiring process to be streamlined. But here's the catch. Immigration judges, they're not very easy to come by. It's very specific. And a lot of judges are nearing retirement. And what happens is, in some of these cases, if they left family behind in dangerous situations, the judge was saying this could be a life or death situation. So if you're waiting for your asylum hearing here and you're waiting to bring your family member over, that family member is in great danger.
So where are the families left?
Honestly, it is a sit and wait situation, because even the attorneys we spoke to say, they're getting ready for a hearing and all of a sudden they get a little notice that it was canceled and they have to call in and say, what happened? Oh, the judge got sent to the border again. So it's not really up to them in many cases.
Yeah. And it's up to what? The Department of Justice is the group that essentially reassigns these immigration attorneys. Is that where the decision comes from?
Yes, it was the Department of Justice who directed these judges to take these. They're like 2 weeks at a time, but they're being sent a lot. Like, we had 13 judges sent in the last few months. Nationwide, 139 judges were temporarily reassigned to these detention centers, mostly to places like Otero, New Mexico, and Polk, Texas.
For the immigration court system here in South Florida to be full strength, what would that look like, and any idea of what it would take to clear up the 31,000 plus cases that are in backlog?
Well, Judge Marks was telling us that she has 3,000 cases in her docket and she should have only 1,000. So we would need a lot more judges.